Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, before we start today's show, I want to let you know that you can get every episode of the Real Ass Podcast at gasdigitalnetwork.com if you subscribe to the premium service. The latest 15 episodes are on iTunes and YouTube and other various platforms, but you can get every episode of the Real Ass Podcast plus every other show on the Gas Digital Network, including Legion of Skanks and Believe You Me. Use the promo code RAP for a 14-day free trial. You also get pre-release on all the episodes, ad-free episodes, uncensored episodes, and many other member benefits. Once again, that is gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP to save $1.50 a month and for a 14-day free trial.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Standing on the corner at midnight, trying to get my courage up. There was this long, lovely dancer, little club downtown. Loved to watch her do her stuff. Sleep, her body softly swaying to that smoky beat down on Main Street.
Now I know what it's like for people to watch me
down on Main Street.
That hit, did it.
In the pool halls, the hustlers
almost made me trip.
The losers.
Sometimes you ever hit the weed so hard that ever the room starts to melt a little bit. And that's what happened. And it put me in a better mood a little bit. I'm in a bad one this morning, guys. Having nothing to do with the show, nothing to do with real life. I mean, it is real life, but just I don't want to get into it, Harrington.
You mean actual real life?
I'm blaming Harrington for this. I really am. We won't get into it, but Harrington, it's you. It's legitimately your fault. So
we gotta get into it.
Me? What did I do?
Well, you introduced this person into my life.
Yeah.
Thank you. Great show planned today. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. Wow, that really did get me high as fuck. I am.
Yeah, you took like seven.
You
or
took
eight
like
in a row.
27 in a row.
Yeah, it was good, guys. Thanks, Smoked Honey, for that free weed. I haven't paid for vape. I mean, I don't think ever in my life.
It was pretty. It looked artistic.
I've been smoking fucking so much vape. I have just lying around, just tons and tons of delicious vape. I don't even look at it as people are like, those are like $50 each cartridge. I'm like, shut up. And I peg him in the face.
Yeah. I've been since Skankfest was the last. I've been on Smoked Honey exclusively.
I know. It's the best. It's really the best. I did give up blunts. Even though I did smoke a blunt like a day ago. But I bought a new bong. I'm changing,
bong's,
making
bong's
big changes.
The best for you.
Very.
It's water.
Yeah, dude. See?
Lewis's disregard for how much Smoked Honey he has is my favorite. Is you at the pool. And you're like, I can smoke this underwater. And then he just sucked in water.
I went, and I was like, oh, rah, rah, rah,
rah. Oh, it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
It broke the pen.
I feel like it should work, though.
No.
I mean, it would definitely break the pen, but
it
I feel like.
It broke the pen, and it was like sucking in pool water from a Las Vegas pool through a straw.
You didn't tighten your lips, though?
Imagine
just
you just went
you
underwater just
drank
with
gonorrhea
a,
soup from a fucking.
Imagine taking a straw and just going, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it wasn't I feel good. Like I could have done it.
Did you guys do the like gravity bong in the pool when you were growing up?
No, we just did it in college.
I had a friend that did it like the big water jug.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cut off the bottom and you would swim underneath it and put your head in it.
Oh, that's fun.
And you would put like four. You would like load four lighters worth, and you would swim under. It was. I can't believe nobody died.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That sounds.
Extremely dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
And awesome. But that's the thing. Like, I can't, even with, like, sex, I need my sex to be a little dangerous. Same thing with my weed smoking. Like I'm waiting for the day.
Also, that... just like taking a straw of Las Vegas pool water.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's more dangerous than all, everything. We used to do a thing where, like, I was like, I hate to admit this, but I grew up so poor that we had just an above ground pool, and so yeah, I know,
roughing it.
I know, wow, it's terrible. But Tim Dillon,
it is garbage. It is a garbage person thing, yeah. Because you should accept what you are. If you can't get the in ground pool, you should say, okay, we're not pool people. That's not what we are, right. But it's a big flag on your lawn that says, hey, we're pretending.
Yeah, well, our next door neighbors had a great in-ground pool that went from like 3 feet all the way down 10 feet diving board, so I was just over there all the time. But so it also wasn't heated, this above-ground pool. I don't think any above-ground pool can.
No, they're awful.
Heat.
There's always bugs floating on top of them. So, they're the cold as shit.
Yeah.
They're only so 3.5 feet.
So
it's
cold as shit, so we had to have one of those solar covers that are on that kind of looks like the fucking popping peanuts kind of thing. You put that right on top. And my friend and I used to jump into the middle of it, and then you sink underwater, and it wraps you, and then try to get out. That was the game. Try not to drown as a child was the game.
Better than video
and
games.
There was a couple times that I was stuck underwater, being really.
That's how black people feel, just jumping into the pool.
What is around?
That's
me.
Imagine imagine the way a black person feels anytime they fucking see a dog.
Oh.
Anytime.
I did see that too recently. I was doing a show and a dog walked in and it was all white people and the dog saw the one black person and immediately started barking.
Yeah.
And if you're the owner, you gotta feel like a real piece of shit.
Well, because dogs see in black and white, so you know,
do
like people
really?
Don't see color. Like dogs only see color.
They only see color.
Yeah, Chinese people black.
Yeah.
No,
you're gonna eat me.
Yeah. Look, we have an incredible show planned today. We got a lot to talk about on the show. Let's get these plugs out the way right quick.
Should we introduce the guest?
Thanks, Shannon. Yeah, I'm doing that during the plugs.
Oh.
Here we go. First guest on today's show with the most Hillary haircut I've ever seen in my entire life. It really is. It's a different time, Feeny. You can't have that haircut now.
I think I can.
That haircut makes you more of a Nazi than my associations with Miley.
I really want to throw a milkshake at that haircut.
Yeah, dude.
So you're saying it's good. So you're saying it makes good points.
That's why you got the booking.
Yeah, okay? Yeah. Gotten some compliments about it.
Mike motherfucking Fino, you got great hair, you're a handsome man, but you know, let's get real with the times that we're living, not good. What do you got to plug, my friend?
You can go to MikeFeeneyComedy.com and check out my dates there. I got a bunch of dates on the road. Go to YouTube.com/MikeFeeneyComedy, got videos, or just social media at @IamMikeFeeney. But most importantly, god damn it, listen, if you're listening to Real Ass Podcast and you're not listening to Irish Goodbye Podcast, also on the Gas Digital Network, what the fuck are you doing, man? Cannon comes out here all the time. He gets called his colossal faggot, you know? And then I'm here with the Hitler
haircut. He called it. He lives it.
Right.
He breathes it.
Right.
But it's not a problem.
He owns it.
Liberal comics are afraid to come on this show. We're going to talk about that today.
Oh, okay.
About the fear of the Real Ass Podcast. But Cannon's a real ass dude because he comes in and he says, fuck it, dude, I'm gay. And then he puts his arms out and he lets the crowd carry him off into his own death.
Right.
All right, so Chrissy Mayer,
I'm here.
Very happy to have you here. Looking fucking fire as always.
Speaking of sandbags,
thank you for not having the camera on me. Hey, they do feel like bags of sand.
The fans love Chrissy Mayer.
They're
very attracted to her. She's funny. She's got a thick skin.
I got thick ass, gums. Thick ankles,
called a hide.
Thick everything. And thanks for not keeping the camera on me while I was stuck in my sweater trying to get out of it.
Good. So, no, you look great. You're doing great, Chrissy. What would you like to plug?
I'm going to be at the Comedy Loft in Chicopee, Massachusetts on June 29th. That's a big one. But also Comedy at Stonewall is this Saturday at 8 o'clock. It's the 6th-year anniversary show at the Stonewall Inn.
Very cool.
That's something for everybody.
Why am I not on it?
Oh, do you want to be on it?
Why wouldn't I?
Is it only gay?
Do you think I
don't tell Lewis what the Stonewall is?
It like skews.
I know what the Stonewall is. I've done fucking shows at the Stonewall. I got no problem with homos.
We need to see you.
They have a problem with me.
Both of you suck a dick. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, sure.
There's a video of that.
No problem.
There's literally a video of it. It's not even. Yeah. If my production team was good, they'd have the video of me sucking a dick up right now. No.
Okay.
I'm not good. I can't change what I can't. I can try to slam dunk a basketball, Chrissy. I'm just not going to get up there.
You don't get good at it unless you do it like 30, 40, 50, 100,000 times.
You think you can still dunk?
Yeah.
You can't
fucking I don't have my if only my hands were big enough, I can't hold the ball. That's the problem. I have to like
the
hold
same
it.
Reason Luke can't make guys comment.
Yeah, he doesn't hold the balls.
Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram. Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Comics watching horror movies every Friday at midnight.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not listening to that too, and they fucking like this show, it's like, come on, you know?
All right, guys, make sure you go to Louis J. Gomez Presents, louisjgomez.com. Grab the special, bitches. It's the last comedy special you're ever going to want to buy. The only comedy album you're ever going to want to buy.
Why not Dave Smith's?
Nah, fuck him. It's the last one. If you only got $12 in the world, right. Buy my special.
That's a pretty good deal.
It's a great deal. That's all you need. All right. We keep it pretty fucking real, ass. You know what's up. People have attacked my stand-up comedy for a very long time. And this is my... Are you sure?
Naturally.
Rightfully so.
Of course.
Say.
Okay. All right. Keep on speaking the truth.
They're called audience members. Yeah. Bookers.
Now, I will tell you right now, I am very proud of this, and I think you guys will also love it. With the stuff that's coming out right now, I think that you know, we took some chances with it, and I think it came out great, and I think you guys will love it. So Louis J. Gomez Presents, louisjgomez.com. Skankfest is coming up. InfiniteCBD.com/Skankfest is the only way that you can win tickets besides listening to this show. We're giving out a pair on Friday, right? Have we decided why we're doing that or how we're giving them out?
Nope. Maybe we should do like a number-ith caller.
A number-ith caller?
Yeah.
I like that.
Are you giving away a trivia flight question. Too?
It should be a number and...
No. I like the fact that she said numbereth. I don't think that's a word.
Sure.
A wordeth.
Numbereth.
Numbereth?
Yeah, like whatever, like X
I know.
Number.
Yeah, I know what 16.
Numbered, I believe, right?
I don't like
the
it.
Number, you know, I mean, it's just the truth.
She just decided to not do the
potato,
RD.
Potato.
She just chose the TH instead.
I like it better.
She created her own
I
word.
I think she meant...
Real ass.
Like the 20th caller.
Yeah, but like yeah, the number. Yeah.
I know what she meant, but I'm saying she's retarded. It's not
yeah,
a
because
word.
She you. Took the word 20th and applied it to just number.
She can't have her own slang, her own.
The vith color.
Shannon is retarded.
You also said it was real ass.
It is real ass, though. Did you made up your own word? I love that. I got no problem with it.
And I also said it with confidence. That's
I make up
important.
Words all the time. I fucking do it nonstop. I'll do it on today's show. Watch. It'll happen on today's show. You won't even know that I did it. I'll slip it in.
Guarantee.
I will just
know.
Slip it in.
Guarantee we'll know. I'll be on the hunt.
Yeah, guys, win your free tiddlywinks.
That actually...
That's words.
That is a word. Now Lewis can't come up with a word. You just start saying other words. Christchurch, fuck!
That's the look I gave Lewis when Chrissy took her sweater off.
Yeah, guys, and make sure you guys go to our... there we go.
Oh, my God. Is that really his penis?
Yeah.
Is that really Bobby's dick?
It's really Bobby's dick.
No, it isn't.
Obviously, it's really Bobby.
Dun dick.
It's a strap on.
No way is it the real thing.
Only yeah, we obviously Bobby filleted Bobby hard. On stage. First of all, pause it. The worst
it
thing about
like
this is the fact
before.
That Chris Scopo is on stage. Wait, no, I'm sorry. Kelly Fasuka is on stage. Never mind.
Wow.
The most embarrassing thing about this entire setup right now is that I'm looking at Kelly Fasuka on a stage right now.
I mean...
And you're blowing her.
Better Kelly than Jim. You know, you gotta look at somebody.
Wow. Yeah.
Thanks.
That's a crazy.
Wow, that did not look like a rookie effort.
No. You put neck into it.
I did.
You gotta.
That's what they call giving neck in the hood, you fucking white supremacist.
Yeah, you gotta give some neck.
Is that what
once you learn how to fucking speak like the people?
Oh, I don't, because I don't adopt, I don't fucking, you know,
you don't
steal
adopt
cultures.
Brown people, because you're a fucking white. Okay, yeah. I get it. Whoa. Right here. Phoenix.
A lot tougher on me than your other guests.
Supremacist.
Mike.
So, I mean,
hi, Mike.
Milo.
I feel like you haven't paid any attention to me.
I'm Milo, not you, Chrissy.
iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month. The first of the month, the first show of the month, we give away a free piece of merch. All of our merch you can actually buy at podcastmerch.com right now, podcastmerch.com/RAP. The number one source, number one online store for podcasting merch, podcastmerch.com. Okay. Is that it? That's all I got to plug. Let's get into this. We got to talk about this. Okay. Online fucking trolls and, you know, people are just being fucking real pussies about this, okay? So we had Milo on the show on Monday night. It was fucking funny. There's no debate about it. I don't give a shit. You show that to anybody, right? If you put that on without... if nobody was around, any one of these people that are anti-Milo being on the show, put on that 2-hour episode of Legion of Skanks, I promise you're going to laugh. And I promise you're going to go like, oh, shit. They didn't give they didn't even if we did, it's a separate argument, but they didn't give this guy a platform to spout hate. They did what they do with every guest, which is talk shit, talk over them,
yeah.
bust balls. Anytime Dave Smith tries to get political on the show, we trash him. We fucking we'll bowl right over that. And it was the same thing with Milo. And Milo rolled with the punches in a very funny way. He busted our balls back. He, you know, he was very good in that thing. And, you know, the difference is when we start laughing at his political ideologies, he laughs. He makes a gay face and he's like, whatever, darling, and smokes a cigarette, yeah. Right? If I have a person that is really passionate about, the left, and if I were to bust their balls for their idea, I mean, it would be like, oh my fucking God, it would get very confrontational. And I think that that's a major difference, right? So I've opened this up now for anybody to join us. We have a show on Friday that we're doing, and James Pontillo is coming on, and another girl, I forget her name. Oh my God. What's her name, Harrington?
Katu King.
And this girl's a young comic, brand new comic, and Pontillo is, he's a roast. I know him from the roast battle. But they both said, yeah, we'd come on and argue that you shouldn't have Milo on the show. And I love that, okay? I love the fact that they you know, it's not stepping into the lion's den, right? We're not like, Zach's going to sit there and fucking wait for you to say something that he could just fucking call me a faggot somehow, right? And I'm going to sit here and I'm going to defend my position, which is, you know, you can bring any guests on to any show and have an interesting conversation, whether it's a real conversation about real issues or if you're just trying to create a funny piece of content. You need to let that breathe and you need to find interesting things, interesting conversations. You need to, the truth is going to lie somewhere in there. Maybe Milo comes in and goes, oh, you know, I never thought about that because nobody even has a conversation with me. And you can sort of sway these people's views sometimes. Or maybe they sit down and they say something that really makes sense, but you don't even want to listen to that person. This has been a thing that's happened. I've had a lot of comics start blocking people that follow like Legion of Skanks me. There's like programs that you can do. Or I guess where you type in a
comic I literally liked and followed blocked me.
Wow.
Odomian?
I've never spoken to him. I was genuinely a fan.
Well, this is the other thing that I'm hearing is people are going like, dude, Odomian blocked me. I'm a huge fan because Odomian's really funny and he's a good dude. Odomian, he's coming from a good place because he loves Rebecca and he loves the Creek. But, you know, they put these, you know, a few names in. Like, if you follow, you know, Legion of Skanks, Jordan Peterson, fucking the KKK.
I listened to his audiobook.
What, Jordan Peterson?
Yeah.
But and you could type in a few different factors and then automatically block anybody that follows those people. And I'm just going like, dude, why would you want, what if somebody just follows all these people and they don't like them? And they're defollowing because they want to actually learn from the other side so they can be prepared to have a real conversation with somebody at one point.
Yeah, you can't eliminate just a whole group of people.
Why would you want to? Why wouldn't you want to listen to what other people say and what other people are doing and you know, be a fly on the wall in a conversation for this person, especially if you're on the other side of something, especially if you don't agree with that person, and especially if you're passionate about the subject. These people are claiming to be passionate. Why wouldn't you say, shit, I would love to be a fly on the wall and listen to what these guys are talking about because I don't agree with them politically.
Just to be informed, just to know, like...
Just to understand the other side of it so you can articulate your point in a better way. It's just fucking crazy. Everyone's speaking a different language right now. It's really psychotic.
I think it's like whoever the most offended, like that's who wins. And I think it's a lot of posturing going on social media just so that everybody else can see. Because Hollywood is super duper left. And I think like the closer you want to get to success, the more you have to align with these super liberal values and you have to be constantly putting on a show.
Yeah, I agree completely. And it's just different. Like I never was able to navigate that world and have any success. My success came from just making people laugh at fucking dirty shit, right? That was like, that's where, it reminds me of Jamie Kilstein, right? Because Kilstein, he went down this path, right? He found success in being like a feminist vegan, like super socialist, like liberal, right? And he was like, oh shit, now I'm making money. I have a podcast. I have real shit going on, right? And he was like, well, I'm just going to go down that path. But the difference between me and Kilstein is I really believe in this. Like, this isn't a political issue or anything. It's not an ideology that I just like saying dirty things. The dirtiest things, like, you know, I grew up on Dice and Eddie Murphy. And, like, that's a comedy that I grew up loving.
And it's all aged so well.
Yeah, I know.
That's the important.
Put on the first track of Eddie Murphy's album Raw, entitled Faggots. Don't really put it on, Harry.
I prefer the first track with Delirious.
Yeah,
Faggots Revisited.
Faggots Revisited.
Revisited.
I'm just triggered reading the playlist.
Yeah. I thought of a few tags.
A few more thoughts.
Few fags.
Faggots.
Fags.
Few fags.
Lewis and Baby
And that's like for sure the best drop I've ever heard. I mean, who made that?
What's the guy's name that made it? He was great.
William
make
Fiverr?
Us more drops, dude.
I don't remember.
And no idea. Yeah, can you hit up Irish Goodbye Podcast?
Dope.
We're actually working.
Mike, were you ever a child model?
No. But I get stopped in the mall from time to time.
Yeah, no, you're like beautiful. You have
yeah, because they think you're
teeth.
A mannequin.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing walking? What curse have you?
You could sell toothpaste.
The prophecy has come true.
What's the song for Mannequin? I wish if they were good, they would have just started playing that. That would have been a fucking great production note right there.
You're very hard on your staff.
They need to get better.
Really? Shannon's been here for like 11 years.
There he is. And he comes alive.
That is fast.
It's Mannequin 3. And he just podcasts.
All right, Mannequin Dance.
He just opens for Bobby Kelly on the road.
Manatee and Mannequin.
Sail.
All right, thank mannequin. You. Not bad, guys. Thanks. Keep it on. Actually, I kind of like that
nice
song.
Little tune.
It is a nice song. There he is.
This
Feeny.
Is one of those songs you hear it, you go, you know what? Everything's going to be okay.
I mean, he was a fucking weirdo. He was in love with a mannequin. You forget this.
I mean, they are perfect.
Less than 2 days ago, we all sat here and talked about the asses on ghetto mannequins.
I know, but we were in love
and
with them. We just wanted to.
And itches. How we wish that's what women actually were.
It was just walking just asses. It was pussies, legs, feet, and an ass.
Who is this?
This is Mannequin. The movie Mannequin, you don't remember it?
No, I never saw it.
But he was in love with the mannequin before she became a real girl. Am I wrong or am I right about that plot line?
No, I think you're right.
He was obsessed with this fucking mannequin like a weirdo. He worked at the department store.
It was a full movie, not just the music video.
No, it's been more than one movie. There were like three
There's
of
two
them.
Mannequin movies, and there's a gay black guy.
Yes.
Styles, right? Was that his name?
I think you're right, yeah.
Damn, I know too much about this movie.
It's a great movie.
And this is fucking the whore from Sex and the City, by the way.
Kim Cattrall?
Fuck yes,
she's
her body
not a
was
whore.
Great.
She's sexually explorative.
She was awesome, dude. She was so hot back then. God damn. God, how hot she was back in Mannequin.
I didn't.
Wow, everybody's hair sucked, huh?
Harrington has the trailer. Do you want to see the trailer?
Fuck off, Feeny, with your fucking
everybody's
hair.
Everybody's hair is terrible. Look at this. I mean, I know it's the style, but look how awful that is. Look at the guy in the background just
the
fucking
The 80s were not a time
neck.
To be chic. It was a time to be
no,
like
excessive.
Fuzzy
it's
and purpose, jazzy.
It's purposely like fucking.
Now we're all fucking modern.
It doesn't matter. I was at a restaurant last night, and I saw a fucking, probably the ugliest man I've ever seen. He's a dweeb. He had fucking long fingers and fucking, he was just a really skanky looking fucking dude. And he was with this crazy hot chick, and it was just the confidence that he exuded. And
don't make fun of my boyfriends.
This chick was so hot. And I was like, it has nothing to do with what he looked like. He just
somebody
like was,
books a room in upstate New York.
He was just sitting there fucking like owning it. And it was like, that was it. She just wanted to fuck this guy because he was like, yeah, bitch, whatever. I don't give a shit what I look like. That's what it is. You care too much, Vinny. No women are out there right now being like, oh my God, even though you're the most handsome man in this room.
This is kind of effortless, to be honest with you, man.
You're the most handsome man in the room. But no women are watching this going, oh my God, he's the guy I want to fuck. You're in dead last here.
Hello.
Because
Hello.
You'd rather
the only woman in the room. What are you Chrissy, talking about?
Please, Chrissy, please. You're not choosing Feeny.
I think she just raised her
Chrissy,
hand.
Chrissy, let's get real. You want this fucking twig on top of you?
Buddy,
or
you're
you
not
fucking
even close to fighting.
I don't know.
I'm getting back there, by the way. You should have seen me a week ago. I'm
coming. Oh, I saw you a week ago. It was a nightmare.
It's
a slightly less nightmare now.
Now it's just a bad dream.
Yeah.
So it's like when you wake up from a bad dream, but you're still dreaming.
Yeah.
I think it's called a seizure.
Like, oh, God, that was... Oh,
it was still, the worst dream I've ever had.
Still not good, though.
Mike has kind of big dick energy. I don't know.
No, he doesn't. Mike does not
have
big dick.
Maybe I don't know him well.
Shut up, Chrissy.
I'm just trying to
think Chrissy's saying exactly.
Chrissy's a phony. Look.
Excuse me? I will take off this padded bra right now. Don't you call me a phony. God damn it.
An extra. Hold on. Time out. I said Chrissy's a phony. And then he said there's an extra H in there. I'm trying to deconstruct the joke.
A pony? Is that a horse joke?
Oh, there's not an H in there? You said there's not
an H. Add an extra H.
You know what it is? You said it wrong.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You said it wrong. But that was great.
I roasted myself.
You said you should have said there's no H. There's no H in there. You said there's an extra H.
Hey,
in there.
We're going in real time,
baby.
But
I knew what you meant. I fucking knew what you meant.
It was a great.
That was really good.
Hold on. Pause.
What do you mean pause?
We're going to fuck.
We're not going to Lewis up my joke.
Yes, we are. This is good. Shut up. Everyone laugh at this too. Ready?
Don't say that.
Everybody,
we're gonna edit
it.
We're gonna fucking edit it. Shut up. It's gonna be a perfect joke. It's a great joke. We can't avoid putting in perfect jokes. If this is a TV show, this is what they would do. They'd say, "Cut. All right, hey Zach, right. Let's reset that joke. We didn't get it. It was
but there are people watching live.
It's fine. They get the behind the scenes.
You know what? If you're watching, just reset. Look away.
All right.
Okay. He's doing his impression of her. Keep going. Keep going. We're good now.
What's that?
All right.
That one wasn't as much of a...
Chrissy's a phony.
There's no H.
You mean phony.
Nah.
Here's what it was. You didn't have confidence in the second one.
Shut up.
And it was a long pause. You actually were faster to respond than...
Gotta be in real time.
Yeah, yeah. Than the first time. The second time with the edited version.
Chrissy's just been visually doing a pony impression for the past minute.
On this audio medium.
Hey, there's a camera.
Oh, my God. There it is. There she is.
Oh, my God.
That was a great joke.
That's my Denver Broncos.
That was a Shane Gillis joke. He was like, she's the Denver Broncos logo.
Yep. Rest in peace, Shane.
That was also the best Chrissy Mayer joke ever. I mean,
I don't know. Alon Altman told a really good one during a roast where he called me like Garfield. I forget what the... That was the punchline, but it was funny.
Oh, no. Who is Ian roasting when he had a carrot in his pocket?
Thank God, not me. I've had every
horse joke.
That
was really funny, though. Yeah.
He fucked, because they said he did too many horse jokes. So he's like, oh, really? Because I was about to.
Yes.
That's funny.
And then he ate the carrot for the rest of the roast. Yeah. Wow. I'm surprised not only that he had that long carrot in his pocket, but the fact that he was able to find one with that long green shrub attached, like Bugs Bunny. Like he just pulled it out of the earth.
That's called commitment. Like,
where do you find that?
It's fun. Like a garden or something.
So look.
Let's do the joke again.
No, it's fine. Okay. We got it. So
let's not beat a dead Chrissy.
All right, I'm leaving. I can't take it anymore. I'm just kidding. I'm fine.
What happened with this guy that's threatening female comedians on Facebook?
Ari this Temple? Fucking piece of shit, huh?
Who's Ari Temple? Who is this guy?
I don't know.
He's just a white guy trying to distinguish himself among a sea of white guys.
What happened with this? People have been hitting me up all the time being like, this guy's like fucking legitimately threatening chicks.
Yeah, he's threatened to
apparently
decapitate.
He had been threatening Sabrina Piper for a long time and she had kept it somewhat quiet, I think. And
she didn't pipe up?
She did not pipe her up. She had been telling some friends. Anyway, so this guy has a list of people, of like women he wants to kill or hurt, and it's all just their initials.
What? And he posts this publicly?
Somewhere. Somebody has screenshots of it.
That was the post.
That's why I think that guy's dangerous. Ready?
Yeah.
I'll tell you why.
That's ridiculous.
I'll tell you why. Because this guy, Colleen Murphy. Yeah, I saw that. I saw Corinne's post.
Guys We Fucked.
People sent it to me.
Must be decapitated.
And me, Guys We Fucked must be decapitated. She must be decapitated.
Corinne's head is my favorite part of her.
There's a female comedian in NYC. Her initials are CF. She has a podcast called TGWF. She must be decapitated.
What a weird.
This guy would be terrible at Mad Libs. I mean, this is very obvious.
Yeah.
We can make that
Mad Lib. I don't like this Wheel of Fortune style of threat.
What? RSTLNE.
Who liked it, though? That's a question. How many likes does it have?
What the fuck, dude? Is there somebody that liked it?
You could like it as a sign of like, I see this.
That's no, but then you got to do the little wow face.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be a like. You have to do a love. You can't do the heart. There's subtext on Facebook, so you can fucking know. I'm mad. Yeah, if you do the mad face, that's okay.
I hate using the mad face. I've used it once. Because
it looks like you too much?
No, because I just like, it's too intense.
Yeah. It is a little like, what are you that mad about?
Yeah,
relax.
It's like, whoa.
I heard a couple clubs in the city had bouncers with, they were packing this last
big
dicks. Yeah.
I'm like, where?
Chrissy, you're great.
Oh, the length of time, though.
She gets a fucking high five on that one because we said the same joke, same time, you know, to a woman to keep up with me. Comedically and how quick I am. That's fucking incredible. That's proof right there. Right there, that's the moment that proves that Chrissy Mayer is actually funny.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Yeah. She's actually funny. It was a moment. Put that out as an Instagram clip.
That one, I didn't hear it.
Proof that that Chrissy Mayer is actually funny. Instagram clip. Because a lot of people will tell you that she's a fucking.
Lots of people.
You know. So, this guy, Ari
Temple.
Temple. The Jewiest name ever. I didn't think he could get any Jewier. He's threatening the chicks. He's unhinged because he's willing to put it out there on his real social media. It's not like he has like a list and somebody found his notebook.
Yeah,
you know, the back of a comedy club is like all shitty jokes, and in the back is a list of the comedians he wants to decapitate.
To kill. I went through the list and I couldn't figure out that many people's names other than like Sabrina, Pauline Murphy, and Corinne.
Wow.
But maybe other people. I mean, if I find the list, I'll send it to you because I would want everyone to know like.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy? I mean, what the fuck? I mean, did he get arrested?
The FBI, I think, is looking for him. If there's this meme or whatever screenshot going around that says, if you find this guy, call detective, like whatever.
It's so funny because the shit that's out on guys like me, Big J, and Dave, or like we're a piece of shit. If that guy walked in to the Creaking Cave, we beat the shit out of him.
If you could recognize him, right?
But I'm telling you right now, like. It's such a weird
barback.
He looks like everybody else. I mean,
get him.
But I mean, what world do we live in where it's like you're talking about? You want allies. You have guys like, you know, on all the real issues in life, like the things that really matter, right? Whatever it is, the things that you would like, just forget political shit, forget religious affiliation, forget anything else. If you just sort of were to create some sort of like general moral codes and rules, right? Or not rules, but just. You know, things that you believe in. I think guys like me, Big J, and Dave, we'd all be on the same page. Everyone even that is like arguing online against us having Milo on the show and arguing on different sides of the political side. I think most of us, 95% of us in the world, would all agree. You can't hurt people. You can't take people's things. There's certain things. And then it comes down to these crazy little political things that you go like, all right, dude, I guess if we get into the nuance, we disagree with certain things on how we should get there. But for the most part, the big, big things we really agree on. And it's like, instead of trying to, in a cool way, change each other's minds and in a creative way, change each other's minds, create art, you know, try to find.
Yeah.
We are going at each other and you're making enemies out of people. And you're like, dude, I'm a fucking ally. I'm a guy where it's like, yeah, dude, if I saw somebody hurting a woman on the street, I'd be the first guy to fucking get in there and do something. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
People that know me, you've seen it happen. There's no fucking doubt about it.
And it's no mistake that the two people I've actually seen do that in my life. Like, go and stop somebody from hurting a woman. I've seen Lewis do it, and I've seen Aaron Berg do it.
Wow. Yeah.
Two people get so much shit, two people that at the drop of a dime would help any woman on the street.
Well, we don't get paid a lot for
comedy. I would, too. So. I would stab a high heel in their face and be like, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like, but what are we doing? In what world do you think that is going to create any sort of progress? I mean, let's just look at it from a logical standpoint. Step back from your political beliefs. Just look at like just real logic there. Why would you turn a guy like me away because I'm just willing to have a conversation with somebody? You know, it's not harboring Nazis. Even if I was fucking even if I had a show where I just talked to Nazis on every fucking show. Mm-hmm. Who cares?
I think it was Aristotle who said the mark of an intellectual mind is somebody who can entertain a thought without like taking it in all the way.
I literally almost fell asleep in the middle of that sentence.
Shut up.
I was impressed because I thought you had the whole thing and then right at the last three words and then, well, you know, because like
I'm
it's a Aristotle once said, like, figure it out.
It's like you pull a string on Chrissy and it just started running out of
Look, see, I was pretty close.
Aristotle.
An educated mind to entertain a thought without accepting it.
Let's see,
which means you're just the passenger of what's going on, which is actually like quite Buddhist.
To be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. Okay.
You know what? Milo is like a little bunny, you know, and everyone's trying to run at him and being angry and he's going to run away. But you were like, you know, you have a little carrot and you're like, come here. You were nice. And then he hopped over.
And also, and to be honest with you, he came in and he was really charming and sweet. And he was actually a really fucking nice guy. He wasn't threatening me to hurt me in any way, right?
He even out-alphaed you.
He's a fucking,
numerous times.
Multiple
on the
times. You'll see it on Friday.
Yeah.
The
it was embarrassing for you.
He was very charming and he got everyone.
And that's what the whole time I watched it, I was going, that's why they're so scared of him.
Yeah, because he's
nice.
So fucking charming.
He's so charming. We made fun of him. He laughed at it. It was fucking. He made fun of us. It was very you know, the whole thing. And if he's a Nazi, well, you know what, dude? He was pretty fucking cool to Ari. He was pretty cool to me. If he really hates brown people and Jews, and that's like...
And
what,
his own
what,
husband.
Yeah, yeah, but like, he was pretty nice. And I'm telling you right now, you guys who are against him are not nice to me. You guys are not. You know, you're shitty to me. You think I don't see the fucking what happens in those ladies' Facebook groups? You think the things that you guys are saying, it's like you're being shitty and say.
Because if there's one thing women are great at, it's not screenshotting secrets.
Yes.
Yeah. Man, their minds are like steel traps, these ladies.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, they're the ones who are threatening me. They're threatening to show up and throw things at us. They literally spray painted the Creek and Cave.
Was wow. that vandalized? I heard it was vandalized.
Would they at least make a taco or something that went with the theme?
It was a Legion of Skanks logo, but it was unrelated.
You know, it was close.
Lewis just has fucking white fucking spray paint on his face.
I mean, it also made it look nicer, to be honest with you. It could have used a little bit of a facelift. No, but look, we're gonna go and help out Rebecca and give her some cash to you know, recoup. Fix it. But it's like, it's... These are the people, and then the comics that are coming out against us, those guys are standing with that side. So even if you're not doing it, or even if you're not saying boycott the Creek, there's still a line drawn here, and we're just trying to be funny. You know, we're not trying to push a political agenda. And these guys are attacking
your
friend. You
got to see the other side. Of course you would want to write Nazis on a building that just said R.I.P. Kevin Barnett for 4 months.
Yeah.
And they have great margaritas.
Yeah. Those are it's the woman who works in the kitchen. I'll be here all night, guys. All right. I don't want to keep on getting fucking preachy this. I love how Feeny also just will not have any opinions on this. Feeny's been sitting here.
Very safe.
Middle of the fucking road.
Here's
Mike
my thing.
Feeny.
Here's, if you want my opinion, you want my fucking opinion?
Yeah,
dude?
Baby.
Here, here we go. Can we get some sort of music? What's the German national
Mike
anthem?
Feeny's opinion.
Oh, that'd be a good one. Yeah, instead of an explosion, I want a car crash.
Yeah,
I want a head-on car crash.
What's your opinion?
My opinion... She panicked.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the right one. Hold
okay.
on.
Okay. Well, let's hold. Worth it. But,
Shannon, we're going to actually start editing the show to make everything perfect.
You don't have enough
starting
time.
Any minute.
Let's take that over.
Go ahead.
We'll wait here in silence.
You start your opinion and the music will come in. And there it is.
This is kind of good. Am I doing it over it? All right. Good. Here's
can we no just, get, just let's get a just him on camera. Chrissy looks good. You keep on dancing, Chrissy. We're talking about
I'm trying to be like an angel. You know, like an angel.
Is that an angel? Is that what that was?
You know, an angel. Okay.
It's
like
an impression of an octopus.
Renaissance painting.
I don't know.
Wait. Start again.
I mean, this should be a highly edited.
I would say go a little bit closer to his face.
I'm Mike Feeny. I don't know shit about politics, and I couldn't give a fuck less. That's my opinion.
That's it.
I don't give a...
You mean
people,
social politics?
Nope. All politics. I really don't... I don't give a shit. It's, to me, politics in general seems like a... seems just like a big game. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to get my guy elected, and then the other team... So then they think they win, and then the other team's like, yeah, but then we're going to beat our people in the House, so that way we're going to shut down anything that your person does.
All right. You're right. Fine.
Isn't it?
You're right.
Who gives a
you're
fuck?
You're right.
It's a game.
Answer one question.
Okay.
Do you think it was wrong for the Legion of Skanks to have Miley Yiannopoulos on the show? Right now. Give your answer, Feeny.
Here's
yes or no, you fucking punk.
In this age of political, let's say, outcry, it's just, who are we to figure out what is... I mean, personally, I could have my thoughts on what's right and what's wrong, but... I think it's important at a time like this to remember that politics divide us and that we should really focus on the issues at hand facing our
country.
You're
running for mayor, aren't you?
Wow.
I'm Mike Feeny, and I hope I get your vote.
That nigga sidestepped that question beautifully. That was incredible. Wow.
If there was a comedy union, I would elect you president.
Wow. I will tell you right now, that was a good fucking... that was a good sidestepping of the issue.
Thanks, pal.
Masterful.
Can I count on your support?
What?
Can I count on your support?
Yeah, sure. Guys, got a really quick talk about dancesafe.org. 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 It's a website that really promotes healthy and safe partying, right? That's the idea, is if you guys like to party and go out and you're drugging like an animal, you want to make sure you do it in a responsible way. I'm not saying do that, okay? I'd say don't do drugs. I gotta be honest with you. Don't fuck, you know, I smoke a lot of weed and it's because I have goddamn problems. I have to get rid of those problems and I exercise my demons. But that's not necessarily the healthiest lifestyle. So I'll be honest with you about that. But if you are doing drugs, which, you know, fucking we've all been known to do, do it fucking responsibly, man. You wouldn't just go, if somebody said on the street they were selling fucking a bottle of vodka and there was a weird liquid, you'd be like, dude, I'm probably not going to buy that. And sort of that's how drugs are sold. Nobody knows what the fuck they're getting, right? So they create these testing kits. They're for things from cocaine to Molly and other drugs. So you can test the purity of your drugs and make sure what you're putting in your body is not dangerous. It's completely safe and it's pure. So I think it's a really great website, a really great product. Go to dancesafe.org and use the promo code RAP15. You save 15% off of any of their kits. All right, where were we? Why didn't you choose Gas Digital to do your album? Is it because we are associated with neo-Nazis?
Yes. That's why I only kept my podcast with you guys. I signed a record contract right before you made... I was actually asking you about a venue, and then you went from telling me the venue to then telling me that I should do it, but unfortunately, the contract... is already signed. Mm. But I also said to you that it was great that the other person you're doing it with is...
Gary Veter. We were doing Gary Veter's album.
Yeah, I asked questions about that. Those weren't answered. And then I also said that the next album that I do, I would absolutely... Why not?
No, it's fine, but maybe we won't be wanting to do it with you at that time. We're
exclusive. I mean, believe me.
Yes, you will. Look at his eyelashes.
Yeah, I mean...
You really like him, huh, Chrissy?
I'm sitting next to him. Whoever's sitting closest to me, I'm going to observe.
You'd rather bang Mike Feeney than me. Shut up.
Don't bully Shut her up. Into lying because, know. Right, she's already told the truth.
That's what I want. He's very political. He's man. Very safe. It's like, you know?
You want somebody who's sitting in the middle of the road?
But his parents probably own a boat.
You're going to, like, talk dirty to me. He's like, well, I got to tell you that talking dirty would
why,
be
why am I
that...
doing an Obama?
You know, Mike, that's the way you sidestep like, the issues. You sound like you do a very natural Donald Trump impression. Am I right?
I don't know.
You kind of sound like it really... a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I...
No, he sounds like what's his name?
What?
You sound like, what's his name? The comedian.
Is it Mike Feeney?
How could I possibly
know? You know who you sound like, you fucking
John
asshole.
Mulaney?
Oh, John Mulaney.
Ray Romano.
And Ray Romano. I get that a lot, too.
Yeah. Ray Romano?
Hey, Deb. No. It's not bad, right?
It's pretty good. Should work your Ray Romano in. Yeah. All right, can you, as Ray Romano, Ray Romano. Ray Romano, how do you feel about Legion of Skanks?
This is what happens when Chrissy's not dancing.
Sorry, salt lick got in her throat.
Fuck you.
What?
I can't do the impression for that long, so I can't do it.
Yeah, you can. Ray Romano, how do you feel about Legion of Skanks having Miley Yiannopoulos on the show?
I don't know, Deb.
Deb, what are you doing? Get out of here.
That's not bad either.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, this guy, Ari Temple, fuck that guy.
Here's what I will say. I think it's shitty, though, for the Creek to get shit from anybody, you know?
Of course.
That's what I think is kind of shitty. I don't think Rebecca's business should be affected.
I don't think so either. I think people are not smart enough to detect the nuance of a podcast versus a venue versus an artist. There's nothing more sad and tragic than a creative person who spends their time trying to cancel other creative people. Yeah. Like that to me is the most pathetic thing.
Especially people that, you know me, Jay, and Dave personally. A lot of comics. That's the thing where regular people, I had a couple guys hit me up on Twitter being like, I'll come and debate this with you, that were just like, you know, fans of comedy or fans of somebody that we were, like, you know, arguing with online or whatever. And I was like, well, if you're a person that's not in the business, I give you a pass because it's not your job to create. You're looking at it from a different perspective.
Right.
And it's fine, you know, but no, I don't want to argue with just a regular person that their beliefs are wrong. No, I believe that it's wrong for comedians to attack other comedians for any reason, you know, especially for just having a conversation, whether it's political or not political, it is wrong for comedians to do that. And it's the death of creativity. It is the death of trying to find funny in dark places, trying to have comedians drawing other lines for where other comedians can go and what they how they try to find funny. We are trying to find funny. That is it. We are looking for funny shit. That's all we're doing, right? There's no agenda. We're not trying to push people to go vote for anybody. We don't care. People are like, oh, Legion of Skanks fans are Trump supporters. Let me tell you something, okay? we do have a lot of Trump supporters that like our show. There are a lot of Proud Boys that like our show, right? I've seen that a lot. We've seen people wearing like yellow or black and yellow hats or shirts at shows sometimes.
I thought that was Latin Kings.
Well, maybe those too. But that's not, that doesn't define our fan base. It's a very small percentage of our fan base that give a fuck about that type of stuff at all. Same thing with on the left side. There are a lot of people that are liberals that like the show as well. But the difference is this. There's no other comedy out there for people that are Trump supporters. There's nothing in mainstream media. There's nothing on television. There's nothing on radio. There's not very many podcasts that are just funny that aren't being politically minded at this point. And yeah, that's why you get people that gear themselves towards shows like this, or even a show like Tuesdays with Stories, right? They have a lot of overlap with us. But the, if you really broke it down, I bet you they have the same percentage of people that vote for Trump that listen to their show as our show, right? But the reason they go there is because they don't talk about politics at all on that show. And Joe Liss is a fucking huge liberal. You know, he fucking...
I think it's anytime he does, though, he gets fucking smashed for
it. Of course, by his fan base, because the fans aren't there for that. They're not there for a fucking agenda. So it's not like they're
that
going...
I like. That I like about politics is that, like, it used to be like... like, I feel like, you know, I guess grew up also growing up in an Irish Catholic family, but it's one of those things, like, you never talked about who you voted for, ever. Like, I've never known once in my life who my dad's voted.
The voting booths are private. They have a fucking curtain. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to come out and go, I voted for who I voted for. What's my religion? It was when we were kids.
Yeah, religion. You didn't talk about religion.
None of
this.
Use the voting booths to just change outfits.
I thought you were going to say something different.
But to talk about the, like, comics policing comics thing, like you were saying, I will say this. You know how, it's like, if you're not in comedy, it's kind of like a unwritten rule of a comedy show where if somebody does bad on the show and the host goes back on stage, if the host shits on the comic or vice versa, if the comic shits on the host, that's like not acceptable. That like, and it'll always get a laugh from the audience usually, but it's like a super shitty backstabbing thing to do. Now that the comics are doing
they're just
that
shitting on their acts, but make that clear. Not busting balls. Like, if there's a host, come on, and then, you know, I know the guy. If I just rib him or whatever, that's a different thing.
Yeah, but if they bomb and they go on and they go, oh, geez, about that even, last guy.
Even that. Even something is like, ooh.
Yeah, because now you're supposed to be putting it. We're all supposed to be putting each other over, you know? But to do that, but now what's happening is people are doing that online. So it's not even like it's bad enough in the room, but now you're doing it online to everybody on the planet about other comics.
And it's easier because there's so much anonymity, you know.
And there's
well, this book I'm reading, which is called
The
Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And
I've read that.
It's really great. And there's a lot of really great little tidbits in there. But it's so much easier to be negative and shit on somebody else than it is to actually do the thing. And most people are not even halfway
as
brave.
It's a great book. We're actually just here to promote the book. So you can get it on Amazon. It's available on Audible.
But we're going, what we're doing right now is we're going through it's very much to do with social media and us not knowing how to handle sharing ideas. We are right now, we're at this explosion of sharing ideas, and we're at this crossroads where the internet, technology, social media, it's being integrated into everything. Like, my Twitter is connected to my fucking Uber Eats, right? So my social media is connected to what I'm ordering for lunch, and I can go order a bike, or I can go, you know, get a fucking scooter and download it. And everything is sort of interconnected. And eventually, very soon, in the next, you know, decade, I mean, those phones and sort of this system, everything's going to really link up in a very, very big way. I talked about this before on this show, but Rogan had a guy on where he was talking about sort of, you know, people talk about how the machines and humans are going to become one. And he's like, well, it's already happening, right? So we have these phones where we have like the super brain, but it's just out here. And eventually they'll figure out a way to get that computer in your head, and you will be able to just fucking, in real time, Google anything. You'll like, we'll all be supercomputers.
People are so worried about the machines taking over, and I'm not worried about that because I know that the machines have already taken over all of my orgasms.
I liked it.
That was a long way to go. I was like, here comes a poignant.
I like her not being poignant.
Aristotle and shit. And then I was like, here it comes.
It was good. It was fucking solid. But that,
I'm still giggling because in my head I was thinking of Joe Robot, just Robot Joe.
Jamie, pull that up. But what's going to happen is eventually we are going to have. Or what's happening now is the online world is starting to blend in with the real world in a very, very big way. So people aren't differentiating what's happening online and what's happening in the real world.
It's like Ready Player One.
Yeah, these very passionate people. They're like, dude, there's real world consequences. You guys can't just like, you can't go out there and try to really hurt people and actually throw things at people and actually spray paint people's businesses. And actually, you know, if you're doing that, that's a bigger problem than any harmful words that anybody's saying in the world. I don't give a shit.
And I think when that does happen, people can drop their bullshit for a moment and pass around something that's truly important. I think when there's not something important like that, it's so easy for people to just bitch about everybody else.
I agree. I agree completely.
It's easier than creating anything or promoting yourself.
Feeny, what do you think?
I think I've made my point very clear.
hey, people think I'm a rape threat supporter. I mean, like, the worst rumors get tossed around.
Of course.
Yeah, but now they can just cut out the soundbite of you going, I'm a rape threat supporter.
That's basically what happened. I mean, yeah.
Well, that's what they do is they go like, oh, you're supporting this, you know, and you're aligning yourself with this. And you go like, okay, well... Guys, and now they blend the line of what aligning yourself is, right? So it's like, because I have a conversation with somebody doesn't mean I'm aligning, because I make a joke about it.
They went on your show. Yeah.
So now everybody in the world is a fucking Nazi. So you're like, dude, you're creating a world. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're just from a logical standpoint, can't you just see that you're literally just creating what you consider
you're
Nazis?
You're not any safer. You're just like putting more fear on yourself.
Yeah. It's,
now, I don't know shit about politics and couldn't give a fuck less, but I've heard that I'm just a regular man just fighting
Ken
for the
country.
Ken and
Athena do the exact same thing each time they preface everything they're about to say with, I don't really care.
Should I be doing that?
The last show, Ken was on.
Ken, I love my Ken to death. He's so funny. On the last episode, he had to say, now I don't care about this, of course, before every fucking sentence.
Really?
Wow.
Literally, every sentence. I thought when they asked him for his coffee order, I thought he was going to go, no, I don't care.
But a little almond milk. yeah, no, but I also think he gets it pretty bad from the fucking Reddit community, just for, I guess, something happened that on this appearance there's a drop about it, you know what I mean? That's how you know.
No, he doesn't get it bad from the Reddit community. He gets it bad from five people. Nobody else cares.
Yeah, and we all get it bad.
Everyone, do you know how much bad shit they say? Well, here's the thing that they the other thing that they say. Hold on, I want to hold on to that point, because
I think the less safe you are and the way you conduct your life, the more you open yourself up to other people's
people
shit.
Are they were that guy Jake whatever said that he was getting death threats, and I was like, post your death threats, I want to see your death threats, right? And then one other girl responded, and she posted, or she retweeted, somebody said, Jake, we don't care about this, we just want to see you dead, right? That's not a death threat. That's saying they want to see you dead. That's not somebody
it's
threatening
like a bad
you.
Joke, yeah.
All it is somebody saying that. Do you know how many times people say, I want to see Louis dead? If you type in Louis J. Gomez on Reddit, I promise you, you will see a million times, God damn it, I wish a bus would fucking kill that guy and his whole family.
It's the most
That's
uncreative
not a threat,
insult.
You fucking loser. You fucking loser, you pussy. What type of world do you live in where you're going like, my life was threatened? If your life is threatened, if somebody says, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to come and kill you, I'm threatening you right now, okay? Or even alludes to in a real way, it's like, somebody should really come and kill this guy. That's a threat. It's a veiled threat right there. Yeah, go to the fucking cops and have that person arrested, because that's crazy. That's a crazy person. Okay?
Yeah, or this guy with the list. Like, that's fucking
crazy.
That's
psychotic. They should go to the cops. That anybody in the comedy community who sees that guy should drill him in the fucking nose, hold him down until the cops get there. That should be what happens to that guy. If he's actually threatening fucking people to hurt women in the comedy community, let me tell you something. Whether people like me or not, I think we're all fucking brothers and sisters in this. I really believe that, okay?
Supposed to be.
I feel a kinship with every person who gets on stage and does this. I just feel there's something about it that I romanticize comedy. I started comedy almost, you know, over 15 years ago. It was a different time. And the way that there's like a brotherhood in it, and it's being divided up right now. But if somebody's threatening a fucking comic, that person needs to be fucking stomped out.
Yeah,
threatening to hurt a comic, fuck that person. And that's the way any other comic should feel about people threatening to throw things at me and Jay and Dave. That's the exact same thing that they should be going, like, dude, are you kidding? They're threatening to hurt them?
Yeah,
they're threatening to assault them? Are you fucking crazy?
Like,
if you see somebody do that, stomp them the fuck out. If you see somebody hurting somebody, stop it in one way or another. If you see somebody hurting somebody on the train, don't just pull out your fucking cell phone and film it so you can get views on your fucking YouTube channel. Stop it. If you can't physically stop it, if you're going to put yourself in harm's way, your kid in harm's way, get the cops, get somebody, do something. That's the way we should be fucking living our lives. Mm-hmm. What world do we live in where we're looking for people to fucking hurt other people? What fucking world do we live in?
Yeah, we shouldn't condone.
Comics are condoning that against other comics. That's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy behavior.
It's like high school politics. You just want to be part of a certain group.
So, you know, we're going to talk about this. Obviously, I'm going to argue this point with people that have
on
balls,
Friday?
not like Mike Feeney. We're going to have two comics in that have some testicular fortitude. And
I just don't even. It's not even like I'm masking a pee. I just don't Food have. Dog, I just don't give a shit.
No, but
yeah,
no,
I think it's just like you're keeping your eyes on your own. Lane.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
This is the problem.
It's
though.
Made it's for a very entertaining Twitter, though. I got to
people
tell
that don't give a shit that don't say anything. The reality is because you don't give a shit, you agree with me. Essentially, you're saying no. I don't care if they have my on this podcast, who fucking cares? But you aren't saying that because you're terrified to be associated with a person that's associated with Nazis.
No,
that's how crazy these people are.
I gotta be honest, I didn't know about Milo. I didn't know like who Milo was until a week and a half ago. Like once people tell me like he's the guy that did this and then the Leslie Jones thing and that stuff, I was like, oh, okay. Now, but I wouldn't have like put it together. I thought it was the guy who got punched in the face. Richard Spencer? That's who I thought you guys were having.
And by the way, we wouldn't
that's
have...
That's how little I pay
can
attention.
Can I say this? We wouldn't have Richard Spencer on Legion of Saints, not because we're against having a conversation with the white nationalists, right? I think it'd be an interesting conversation. It's not the platform. He's not funny. That's like, he doesn't try to be funny. Milo's over the top and flamboyant, and he tries to be funny.
He's certainly a character.
He's entertaining.
So that's why we would sit down and have a talk with him. There's something interesting. The reason Dave had Richard Spencer on part of the problem is because Dave has a political show. He disagrees with Richard Spencer on almost everything, and he was like, let me sit down and have a conversation. This is going to be really interesting. I'm a Jew. He wants a white ethnocide. He wants me out of this fucking country. You don't think that's interesting? You don't think that's fucking interesting? How do you deny that that's interesting? A Jew sits down with Richard Spencer, a white nationalist, and says, I want to talk to this guy and hear what he fucking says. It's not platforming him. It's trying to figure out the other side. And that is so interesting to listen to. Thank you. I like the fact that we're making Harrington do so much. Harrington.
He really kind of rolled his eyes.
I'm uncomfortable having somebody get things for me.
I like the headband, though, buddy.
You like that?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
It works for him.
In the
70s,
if you had a red bandana, it meant that you liked to receive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just went to a...
There's bandana games, like, with the gay community, that different colors mean different things.
Yeah, I went to an LGBT... I went to a gay art museum over the weekend. I went and saw this really cool exhibit. It's called Art After Stonewall. And it was really cool.
Stop promoting your show.
A lot of Mapplethorpe.
She looks. If he fucking Harrington looks like he's a fucking on the road right now with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah. He does. Like he was an extra in Almost Famous.
I wish he was in the air with him.
Gene, baby. Because
they died in a plane crash.
L.A.
Okay, so these are with the different bandanas hanging out of your back pocket. I mean, so Big J always is a black one.
Oh, red is fisting. Oops,
Scat is
I
brown.
Forgot.
A little on the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I have
green.
That's why I keep a gray one on me.
A hustler, prostitution. Gray is into bondage.
Orange. That's the one
goes.
You want.
Black,
you want orange.
Oof, a lot between dark water blue sports. And light blue. I think those should be different colors. Do you know what I mean?
Purple's into piercings. Red is into fisting. Yellow's into water sports.
Okay,
water
judging sports. By these colors, I think these bandanas all just started white.
Well,
you.
Light blue is into oral sex.
That's
I mean,
really
who's
funny.
Not into oral sex? Who doesn't want to?
It's probably
it would be white if you're saving it for marriage, because then it would be clean and pure.
What? But I understand that. Like,
it's probably not receives.
Wait, what? Anything goes? Anything goes.
The light
goes.
Blue, the oral sex one.
And though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm about to answer when you propose.
That is true.
Anything goes.
Ha, the musical.
The world of today. I was in Anything Goes in high school. Little known fact.
I was in A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. I was a prostitute.
I was in the line.
Those are two separate sentences.
No, they're called courtesans. They had no lines, but I...
Chrissy's not good at segues. all right, let's scam that Jew. Let's do it.
I'm a very desperate man, and I live with my mother.
Scam that Jew.
I think I have one for this, too, by the way.
Ooh, funny. By the way, we're filming them. Did you guys finish editing that? No way. You edited it? All right, ladies and gentlemen. No, I don't believe it. Let's see. We're going to see how good they went. They went and pulled off one of the scams, and we're going to start putting these together over the weekends and hopefully putting together a bunch of different scams. Did you call it Scam That Jew on YouTube? Or it's not on YouTube yet?
I haven't posted it anywhere. It's a minute long, so it's perfect for Insta.
Oh, it's a minute long. That's it. Oh, I love it. Beautiful.
Insta.
All right, let's see. Scam. It's a. This is the Wendy's Frosty scam that they actually accomplished.
I'm a very desperate man, and I live with my mother.
Oh my
scam
God.
That, Jew.
So every year, Wendy sells a small amount of keychains for charity that will get you a free Junior Frosty for the entire year.
Where's your Wendy's around here? Right now, it's a bit. Ooh, so, it's a bit for the podcast. Yeah, make me one, Bobby.
Oh my God, that mustache.
Huh. And Marcus, guess what? You get to keep the frosty.
Like this is really well done. I imagine they play this at Jewish clubs.
Hell yeah. Sent to a ladies' employee. This is great. I'm a dumb guy who deserves Frosty. This keychain gets me a free Frosty. I need to call my manager. Step 5, commit no matter what. They're fucking looking at him like he's an asshole.
Wow.
And that was Marcus. I love it. Wow. I love it, guys.
That's great.
Great job. Really great. And Marcus, you get to keep that for life, baby boy. You get free Frosties for life.
Man, that's lucky. And they have chocolate and vanilla now.
Go throw that on. Send me that for my Instagram. I want to put that on my Instagram. That was great. There we go, guys. So once that's, and we're gonna do a new scam every week, huh?
That's fun.
That's a lot of editing.
Maybe not this week because they're not great.
What? They're
we
not great.
Better at... scams. Everybody.
No. We don't have to do it this week.
It doesn't have to be a current scam.
We have so many scams. We have like 20 scams at least that we could fucking do.
Yeah, like you know, do weird things with produce, like try to return. Papaya or something.
Yeah. You know. What's your scam, Feeny? Maybe you can win a shirt, by the way.
I guess it's not really a scam compared to that. It's more of just like a helpful tip. So I don't think it really applies. Well, I'm just saying if you get into like a car accident or like a fender bender, right? You know how it takes the police forever to show up? Like hours sometimes?
This ain't just hit and run.
Yeah.
Just
so
leave
you
the
never
scene.
Stop driving. And, they were speed bumps, suppress it down, drink alcohol.
You keep a six pack in your trunk, and then your guy's like, hey man, we're gonna be waiting for the cops a while. You want a beer?
Yeah.
And then he has a beer, and then you're like, he's drunk off.
Yeah, yeah. It's on his breath. Smell it. But what you can do is when you call 911, they're gonna ask if anybody's hurt. Now you don't want to say yes because that's lying, obviously. But you can also say, I don't know. And if you say you don't know, within 4 minutes, an ambulance will come.
Wow.
And then you'll just say, no one's hurt. That we realize now, no one's hurt. And then the police will be right behind them versus waiting 2.5 to 3 hours for them
Ooh,
to show
yeah.
up.
That's actually a decent scam, but that's like, it's not really a scam. That
it's
is like
perfectly
a good...
riding the... It's yeah. not illegal.
Take the ambulance, get some ice cream.
It's not
if
a
you
scam.
Said it was hurt. And
you're not getting a Frosty, you know?
That's what I said, but it is fucking helpful.
You're not getting it. It's a great, that's like a life hack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a good tip in life.
It involves an
ambulance. Life hack.
Where'd you get that?
What do you mean where'd I get that?
You just made it up?
I know police officers. They told me that's what you can do.
Ooh.
Is your dad a police officer?
No. Grandfather was, though.
Oh.
There we go.
That's nice.
That was a time where you really hurt brown people.
Cops are hot.
Yeah. You know, he never, well, it doesn't matter. It won't be fun.
He never hurt a brown guy?
He never fired his gun. He was a police officer for 37 years.
Wow.
When they were like trying to kill police officers.
Did they give him a real gun?
Bombing LaGuardia and all that shit. What?
Yeah.
Did they give him a real gun or like a plastic one?
Yeah. No,
fucking
it was a real gun.
Officer homo over here.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. He was like one of the first people to like have black people on his like on his little squad. In the
oh my god! I'm
wow,
sick of him.
He was basically
I'm sick.
Like.
By the way, you guys are hearing that, right?
The Everyone Abe Lincoln of cops.
He was inclusive and helpful, and but also at the same time, you know, had no strong opinions. It's weird.
I could see you saying that on a date with a black girl.
He's helpful and inclusive, but at the same time, had no strong opinions.
Real middle of the road kind of guy.
Yeah. Fucking homo.
That's why. Hope for your support.
Dude, it's so funny. You're such a pussy. Yeah, we'll go off this head like, dude, I mean, come on, niggers, right?
No.
And then we're on air, and then all of a sudden...
See, I feel like if I was Puerto Rican or not white, I would say way more things. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
why can't you?
It's a freedom. I'll tell you right now, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
There's not many advantages.
Like, within reason. Yeah. Nothing
like
crazy.
Like a warm bath.
Yeah.
No, like, expletives.
All right, so give me some good scams here. This is what you can win. A scam that Jew shirt. Fina, I'll even put you in the ring there because that's not a bad scam. That's
you.
Like if a pussy that didn't want to hurt people, it was only doing a scam to help people, that would be in that bucket
okay.
of scams.
I didn't know they needed intent with the
We
with
need
the
to
scam.
Get some fucking cash out of it, all right, doggy? Or something
but
worth
you got,
money.
But you got your time back, which is more valuable
Time is worth
than money.
Dude, time is money. Real ass fucking sentence. You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Real last right. dude of the week.
How much is 2 hours worth to you? For me, I fucking, if I broke down what I make hourly, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, $18,000.
If I broke down what I make hourly, the hours that I work, it's a little weird because right. I'm always working, but the actual clocking in, like coming here, doing the shows, leaving, when I'm actually coming into the, I mean, doggy.
Gets up, man. No, more, it's way more valuable than a fucking Frosty.
What I'm saying is I barely work. So each one of my hours is worth substantially more than your hours or anybody else or, you know, the average listener.
Sure.
My time is more valuable than your time is what I'm saying. Okay.
Wow.
So
it's more important.
It's Lewis o'clock.
So it depends.
So don't waste my fucking time. Is that what you're going to just end that sentence with a threat?
But...
Just no one's necessarily.
Cut your fucking head off.
Listen, what is your time worth, right? So let's say you make $15 an hour. You save that 2 hours, $30. That's a fucking solid scam right there, even on the low end.
When I was a foot model, it was $50 an hour, but they would never have me for an hour. They would have me for like 15 minutes, and it was such a pain in the ass.
Well, yeah. Hoofs don't have toes.
Is it modeling if you...
All day. All day. I don't know why I keep calling you. It's not even funny. You're not a horse. You're a beautiful girl. We love you, Chrissy. All the fans love you. The reason they love you is because we get to call you a horse to your face, and you just laugh at it and go, ha, ha, ha. And then you
I just laugh
your boobs
at it
up a little bit and fucking
ask for more
it.
Hay. Yeah.
There we go. All right. So give me the scam, Shannon.
So first one is from Breck. What's up, everyone? This is an epic dad scam for free candy. Reach out to any large candy or snack company, Hershey, Nestle, blah, 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 at least 30 days before any holiday and tell them you purchased a few large bags of individually wrapped candies for gift bags at a birthday party. Explain that when you open the large bag to distribute the individually wrapped candies, you found that a large majority of them were unsealed.
These
candies are run through a high-speed machine. It's not strange to have multiple ones that are poorly sealed.
Right.
If they ask you to return the candy, tell them you use them anyway because the large bag was sealed and thought it would be safe, blah, blah, blah. Keep the dollar amount you spent under $50 and they will send you coupons for replacements. No proof of purchase required. If you ask for over $50, they'll require that you send some proof. It takes 7 to 14 days for the coupons to be delivered. So ensure you plan the time accordingly. I haven't paid for Halloween candy in the last 2 years. P.S.
Wow.
Shannon, I'm not a felon, but I look like one. Hit me up, Breck.
Oh, shit. He's got a dope name. That's a hot name.
Breck?
Why wouldn't he send a picture, though?
Breck?
Send me a picture. Ooh.
Google Breck. There's like four of them on the planet.
Send me a picture of $50 worth of candy.
His name is Breck Lozner.
Breck, the chocolate schemer.
Breck Lozner.
Got it.
What is that for?
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar reversed.
Oh.
Brock Lesnar. I'm not funny.
Again,
just deal with it. Okay?
We're trying
to. You are a dick bum.
I like that.
I missed it. It's okay.
That's a great show. There's no better show. What do you want me to say? It's not as funny as a lot of other shows, but we do a lot here.
It's pretty funny.
It's a funny show, but it's a different speed. You know, you have to listen to a full week of shows. Just listen to 3 or 4 episodes, and then you'll start to understand it. But I understand the first 10 minutes of it. You're like, what the fuck is this?
Lewis is just admitting he's hallucinating.
Staring, the show hasn't started
staring
yet.
Not into
Lewis
camera
is still
but
taking hits.
Yeah, it's not into camera but staring into television. It's a reflection of himself looking off camera. It's just
I've been tripping for 1 minute. I'm having a DMT trip right now.
I made all the best points of my entire life. I defended the show.
Yeah.
All right, give me a scam, Shannon.
I only have one more. There Candy weren't scam. A lot. This is from Doug. Hey, doggies, I got a scam for free SiriusXM for life. If you have a car that's got SiriusXM, go to the App Store, download the SiriusXM Dealer app. It's a feature for SiriusXM reps to download.
For drug dealers?
To download free SiriusXM trials for used cars. You can use the app and your radio ID to get free 3-month trials at a time. The only thing is you have to be on a dealership lot to activate it. Other than that, free SiriusXM quality fucking radio for life, 100% guaranteed.
So you pull into a dealer lot to activate it every 3 months.
And then you mention cars for kids and they'll just be like, oh yeah. You
probably need a different email each time, right? Or something like that too.
Good.
It only lets you have one free.
That's pretty good though. That's pretty good as well.
I like that.
I enjoy the candy one
more.
That's
a serious scam.
I enjoy the candy one substantially more.
I don't know. Again, if you're driving, that's a lot of great free content.
Here's what I'm noticing. A lot of these companies, the amount of people that email them and say, hey, I have a problem and I want a refund. Because I buy things all the time that are defective and I just throw them away. I never, ever, ever, ever think about it. Okay? All the time.
I eat them.
I'll buy something. I'll want to go back to the store. And I'm like, oh, I got to return this to the fucking store. And I never do. I'll never go back. Right? So, you know, one out of every 1,000 people that have a problem will hit up a company. So they go like, all right, dude, it's easier just to throw them a coupon.
Yeah.
They're actually going back and buying the brand again. So it's not even the value dollar. It's not the dollars that you're spending on it. It's what it's sort of worth to them to lose it. And I think there's a lot of companies. This is what we learned with Gillette. This is what we're learning with the candy companies. You can just reach out to them and say, hey, this is defective. They ask you a couple questions, then they just send you coupons. Ooh. And if you go through that process, you can probably get a lot of free shit. I wonder how much free shit you can get by doing that.
But it's your time. It like takes your time.
Oh, I do have a scam.
Go ahead.
I have another scam. Two scams. Oh, man. All right. This one's more monetary, right? And this scam was originated. My mom does this scam all the time, right? So anytime I send her flowers for fucking Mother's Day or a birthday, anything like that, then it's 1-800-Flowers or any of those companies. Mm-hmm. And Pro Flowers is supposed to be blooming for like at least 7 days, right? She'll call them and be like, a couple of them didn't open up, or they were already open, they didn't last 7 days, and then she gets another order of the same flowers. So she gets double flowers.
I would do that.
She gets double flowers for herself.
What a psycho.
Every single time.
I would do that shit. I want flowers.
I would re-gift them. I would do that.
No, because they have to send them to you. I mean, I guess you could personally deliver it to somebody else as a gift.
Yeah, I sent flowers with Pro Flowers through my sister-in-law. It was like 2 dozen, and I was like, count how many fucking roses are there. She counted. She's like 23, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Did you contact them?
No.
And say something safe?
Oh, then they would have sent you double that.
You would have gotten 24 more roses that she could have sold individually in a parking lot like a gypsy.
I'm going to do it.
Pretty lady. I'll put them in my room. Just go to Times Square. That's a perfect scam right there. I figured it out. I figured out the absolute perfect scam.
My scam and your scam together.
All you need to do is have one person. All you have to do is be... you could buy it for yourself. All right. Got it. Send yourself...
Buy 2 dozen roses, okay?
No, check it out. Buy yourself 2 dozen roses from fucking...
Pro Flowers,
yeah. Okay.
And they had a deal. It was like $40-something.
But it's not a deal because then they charge you so much
Will they refund you instead of sending more flowers? Will they refund you? Let's say you say they came, they look shitty. I want my money back. This is crazy. Will they refund you?
Probably, but I think they'd much rather send you more flowers.
Get the refund. You take those 24 fucking roses, go to Times Square, sell them for $5 a pop, okay, to pretty ladies walking by with their new boyfriends, okay? Then... how much you make on that? Five times.
Or like
24.
Attach a thong to it.
Here's the problem with your scam already, though.
What?
And again, this comes down to how much time you're investing to make $240.
Hold on.
The hours that it's going to take you.
Buy another set of 24 roses.
So much time. So you've invested like a
Is
full week.
Is your scam to start a florist?
Oh my God.
Eventually, you'll have enough money to open your
money back.
God damn it.
What happened?
For any reason, you're not satisfied with the freshness, so she gets double flowers every single time.
I want double flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lewis just wants to open a florist, so you keep ordering more. Then you send those back, you get your money back.
Florist.
And then eventually, you're a real ass florist.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
It's great.
Go ahead.
And one day there's an eclipse, and your Venus flytrap says, feed me.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You have another scam?
No, that's
Feeny?
It. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I have more than
I could do a scam.
I said I had two.
I get free tampons at my day job, so I can just collect
just
them all
bathroom,
and sell them in Times Square to women
pretty
on
lady.
Date.
Yeah,
it's a pretty lady.
Pretty lady. Pretty bloody lady, huh?
Why? Why do you? Oh, they're just in the bathrooms at work?
Yeah, there's a little machine. You go, and they come out.
Yeah.
It's like candy for your cooch.
I would start selling them for a fraction of the cost.
Well, they're free, so I mean...
Oh, sell them. Yeah,
a fraction of the normal cost of a tampon.
Like Lucy's, just put them up my sleeve.
How much How much are tampons per tampon?
Oh, God. For like 20, it's, I don't know, $5.99. No. Right, Shannon?
That's super cheap. You got to be.
Depends on the brand.
You 38 cents.
Like, they can get like 12,
yeah,
$13.
You get the sporty ones. If you get the fancy ones and the pink wrappers.
The sporty ones. What are the
sporty
like, ones
like? Oh, you'll be able to. It's like, I did fucking gymnastics and regular ass tampons. Thank you very much. You don't need a sporty themed tampons.
Don't tampons hurt you? Don't they cause.
Toxic shock?
Like, yeah, toxic
shock. No. Not if you can take it.
Yeah, I feel like the pad is better.
No, it's not. Pads are for losers. The girls who wear pads are like, it's like they're not living their full lives.
Yeah. Why is that?
I feel passionately. Because I don't know. I think it's a pussy move. It's like you're sitting in your own fucking blood.
But
just like have
cups?
It be up there.
What about the
I've never tried that. I'm afraid of it spilling out like at the wrong time, like at work or something or on stage. I'd have to be like, psh, you know, you're in the fucking blood seat.
I would fling the blood at Harrington every month after it fills up. Just
I might try it, but like, I don't know. I probably won't because I'm afraid.
Can we see a Diva Cup like actually in use?
Yikes.
No.
Can we see how it works? We're going to probably have to edit this out of the YouTube version of the show. We'll probably have to put some sort of thing over it. I'm sure they probably show this on YouTube because it's educational. So they can show crazy shit. That's how that chick with the fat tits who feeds her babies, she's like in an educational thing. All she is a whore that has these big, fat, amazing tits. And she's got like five little fucking Hawaiian kids and they all just suck on her tits so they're like 6 and 7. They're all like, these kids are still breastfeeding. It's crazy. But it's just perverts. The comments are all disabled.
Wow.
And it's just, I've masturbated to these videos multiple times.
The children.
And I'm not even that, with the children sucking on her tit while she's going, it's just natural.
You gotta see these tits.
It's fuck. I mean, look, we've done it so many times on all of our shows. Yeah, but it's remarkable if you haven't seen it. I gotta be honest with you.
I haven't seen it.
Like, the Instagram loophole is if it's breast cancer or something reconstructive, you can have pictures of your tits.
Pull that up for a second.
Yeah, they
just
show that
him
on like Botched and all that stuff. But then those are, you never want to see those tits. Those tits
botched
are like,
titties?
It's like a football. It's like a horizontal football inside of it.
If I want to feel better about mine, I'll watch that show.
Yeah, it's not good. Pull up the video of the woman breastfeeding on YouTube. She's just a pretty chick, hot chick breastfeeding on YouTube.
You know what's got to suck?
Can I show this?
You know what's got to suck about big boobs is like you can't lay on your stomach, right?
You can,
like, but it's not comfortable. It'd be like laying on your balls.
I mean, if you have real, I don't know what having fake
all three of you. Tell me, in all three of your experiences,
hey man, these are pecs, and they're going down right now.
They're
like,
not.
If they're tender, like at certain times of the month, maybe a little, but generally no. But I don't know how it feels to have fake ones, so
it's not great.
It's not great, right?
No,
everybody in Gas Digital now has huge boobs.
Away.
Every single person, male or female.
Harrington,
what do you think?
Shannon, your fake boobs are 15 years old. They're all fucking
hard. They're
hardened.
Fake. Oh, that's the other thing. I heard about fake boobs. You have to get them redone.
Your fake
every
boobs are Debbie
every
Gibson
10 years?
Fans.
Yeah.
Shannon's boobs, they harden like cauliflower ear after like 12 years.
Wait a minute.
If you don't replace them, they fucking turn into two lumpy rocks that she just fucking. Yeah. If I was lying on a fucking mountainside, it would also
hurt. Right? Now, but wait a minute. Though, so how many years do you plan on re-upping before you just go like I'm gonna not get another, like, it's, you can't get a fucking reconstructive tit surgery at 70, you know?
Sure, why not?
Why,
I mean, why would
not?
You, because it's get more dangerous going under the knife, you
Ralph
know?
Just said his mom got one at 65.
Yes.
Boob job?
Yeah.
He said she's a whore, though. She, he said.
Oh.
What? Who cares? You gotta keep it going. Gotta
what?
It
his
going.
Mom got a boob job at 65?
Yeah.
But that's like, you could die going in for that shit, you know?
You can't. A boob job?
Anesthesia.
No, anesthesia, yeah. Oh.
That'd be so weird, like looking at like an old lady with big fake titties, that just these brand new shiny round tits.
Our whole generation
is saggy old
that.
Bitch.
Yeah,
Mike
but
Lawrence
I would
has
think
a great bit about his mom getting tits, like when he's like a full adult.
See, I think that's one of those things where you would want to get smaller as you get older. You know what I mean?
No, maybe get like more a desperate B cup as you get older.
Look at that.
See, now that's a hell.
Old
that's
breast
a fucking
pants.
Nightmare.
Oh boy.
Wow.
Why doesn't that skin wrinkle?
Look at that guy. He's
Why
ready.
Doesn't it wrinkle? Because it's being pulled down. Oops, sorry.
Yeah, it's gross.
So it doesn't hurt to be on the stomach, huh? You guys, everybody?
Nope.
Wow.
So look, I think that's out of these scams. I mean, is
Here's
there anything?
The
winning? There she, oh, there she is. Oh.
Dance party today.
Whoa.
Why does she have a baby voice?
She's
if
perfect.
If he's old enough to order takeout with a credit card, he should not be fucking.
Why is
that
kid in a
cage?
Yeah, great.
That is all kinds of kink.
She's a perfect woman.
Now,
oh
she's
God.
Got fake boobs, right?
No, those are real.
Those can't be real.
Those
there's,
are
look,
real.
They're
look
self-sustaining.
They're
I look like the
I'm
Twin
all
Towers,
for
dude. They're not fucking
but
real.
This is too much. Oh
look
my
at look those nips.
Those nipples are really freaking
Whoa,
me out. I dated a girl that once had nipples
kinky.
Like that.
I'm
it was
sorry.
A fuck. It was like sucking
this
a pinky.
Is
a
I mean, first
video.
Of all, look at this kid. This kid's also hot.
This is fucking sexual.
They're both hot. What am I supposed to say? It's the hottest.
Oh my God.
That's the hottest 4-year old I've ever seen in my entire life.
Why is she looking into camera?
Your kids are told to breastfeed when they high-five each other when they do it.
But those boobs are definitely fake, right? Am I crazy?
No,
they could just be like filled
this
with milk because...
They'll fill them with milk. Boom.
They're definitely...
There's no... Oh, my God.
This
Holy
is the way... Yeah,
shit.
That's
all right,
weird.
All right. We got it. We've watched it before. Don't like recycling the bits on the show.
Now, do you want to see the cup?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, let me see the Diva cup now. Let's see what happened here. Ew.
Oh,
that's
sorry,
a diva
sorry,
cup.
Wrong one.
banana cup closed and bring one top corner down diagonally to the opposite bottom.
The origami?
Corner.
Yep.
That doesn't look
comfortable. It's important to completely relax when inserting Organicup.
Dress like blood colors.
Insert the folded cup into your vagina. When the entire cup is inside,
that's the least hot angle of the pussy.
And let it pop open. Make sure the cup is unfolded by feeling around the base of the cup. It should be round or oval. If you feel any dents or folds on the base with your finger, it means that it is not unfolded. Gently hold the base of the cup, not the stem, and try to rotate it from side to side.
Now, what happens if you're like Shannon and it's just floating around in a pool of dirty liquid?
I feel like if I tried to do this, I would fucking come three times. Like, look how much touching is involved and like fucking, I don't know.
Have you ever been with a girl whose Nuva ring always falls out?
I've only been with one girl with a Nuva ring ever, and it is a great old Andrew Schultz joke that I love, where he was like, have you ever been with a girl with a Nuva ring? It's like your finger in her, and he's like, hey, you left some garbage in your pussy.
Oh my god! Maybe she's trying to propose.
Also, I think he has a new bit about that too, where he's talking about how it's like the ring fell out. He's like, am I fucking Sonic? He's like, oh, these fucking rings just start falling out of it.
Schultz is a really funny stand-up. So yeah, that's a weird. But I didn't want to see a non-graphic version of it, Shannon. I was looking for a bloody, disgusting.
Oh, ew, no.
Version. We have an uncensored platform here. Why wouldn't we show an
just
actual
say
woman
no,
inserting?
I'll
look
know.
Elsewhere from YouTube for it.
Like a day two.
You might not be on YouTube. You might have to go to fucking Live Leak.
I'll find it.
That's what she says when she gets her period. Oh, I got a Live Leak.
I say that the theater's dark this week.
Your fucking smile and how proud you are to say that, and the stomp look around like anybody was like more excited than that kid sucking the tit. I gotta tell you,
oh, that was icky.
I got solid jokes, guys. I got great jokes. Shannon, you didn't find any graphic version of that?
No, I don't know that anyone's.
All right, I'll pull mine out.
I'll Google it right now, Shannon. Look, Google.
Harrington says he found a girl pulling hers out.
Go ahead. That's what I'm looking for right there. I don't want her putting it in. I want her pulling it out full of blood and taking a shot.
So I thought.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
You know, underneath it and squeeze, blood just out of the straw thing, like all over my hand, all over the toilet, bright red. Like it just like spurted out. So I really.
By the way, pause for a second.
Spurted out.
Pause. I don't know why this is making me so sick. I literally am looking at it and I'm puking. I'm gagging. I've eaten girls out on their period. I don't understand why looking at this right now is bothering me more than real period blood.
I don't know, because it's like really graphic.
Ugh. Yeah. God, I feel bad for women. You guys got to deal with that shit every month.
Yeah. You get to wear high heels, so it's worth it.
That also doesn't seem fun, though. That seems also
fun.
Like a punishment.
You need to know which ones to buy, but there's comfortable ones out there.
Okay, go keep on going. Did she pull out the actual...
Yeah.
Because I didn't want it to like pour all over the floor, but like
she rolled it up like when you're sick when you're a kid and put it in her nose with the end of the Kleenex sticking out.
To really quickly try to find a cup of some sort that I can throw away or not use to.
Why is she making this video?
Okay, so what I use is this little Rubbermaid clear.
Okay, that's
her lemons.
She just literally took out a fucking cup out of her cupboard. That's not even a cup that she's going to squeeze the blood out of her vagina into a cup.
I guess to see how much it holds.
Okay, you're telling me that she shouldn't be put down.
Oof.
That's crazy.
So you have to squeeze that, and then it shoots out like you're making yourself
piss, but
blood.
No, you probably just pour it out.
I thought it would come up, but there's a whole bottom, like a stem on it, where I think it funnels out. It's like a funnel, right? So you got to have something for the funnel to go
in. It's not like a squirt gun. I think that's just the handle.
But she squirted it.
Remember you talked about your least favorite candy, the wax little soda bottle?
Yeah, that's what it's like. So that's what happens? Yeah. No, let's see.
I just had it on the... Those are bad.
It's terrible.
No, I just had it for the first time. It's all right.
Full of period blood. Terrible.
Go ahead.
How it comes out. It emptied super easy. I found the dots and I did that. The thing that I'm concerned about, though, is that the contortioning to get, like, my fingers...
Oh, I get it.
Wow, that looks
right
big.
Squeeze so that the blood's not hitting my hand. As you see, blood all over both my hands. So you kind of have to it and then squeeze it out of the
way. Take it away.
I love watching
it.
This is your idea. You stare at it. You stare at it. This is your idea, you fuck.
That's crazy. That's fucking crazy. Yeah, do not use the Diva Cup, ladies. I'm sorry. I respect free bleeding more. than that. That's that is fucking to put Tupperware in your pussy, and to have to fucking fold it up and then let it go pop once it's inside.
And then you have to keep
it. You have to burp it.
That's fucking nuts. That is so gross. I'm sorry, ladies. And then to have to dig your fingers up in there, and to fucking pull this thing out afterwards. That's full of.
Yeah, I'd rather just have a tamp.
Gross. I would rather a woman that loses her feet from toxic syndrome.
That's not, it's not diabetes. It's not.
No, they cut their feet off.
Really?
Nigga, go look it up.
I don't think you lose your feet from toxic shock. And I don't think anyone's gotten toxic shock since like the 90s.
No, there's a model. I remember. There's a toxic shock model that's out on Instagram right now. She's got like no fucking feet and fingers and shit.
What?
She's like, oh, my tampon. I left it in too long. You're like, oh.
What kind of tampon is she using that happens? Yikes.
When I was a kid, I remember my aunt had a friend who was kind of gross.
Whoa.
One of his legs amputated after developing toxic shock syndrome, same bacteria that causes strep throat.
Former gymnast.
No, but look, there's a model that has it. Look at the model. Find the model that lost her limbs from toxic shock syndrome. She's like a
Maybe
hot
that
chick.
That was a model.
Is she at least a torso model with what she's got? Can she still work?
No.
What? No?
Good. I'm sure you can find it. What were you going
to
say, Zach?
My aunt had a gross friend when I was a kid. I was old enough to know what a period was. And I remember them telling me that she went to the gynecologist. And she was like, there was something uncomfortable after her period. And it was because she had forgotten a tampon. For
that
a
happens.
Month.
That happens. A month? How did Look, it not
It was
come
from
out?
The previous period. Because she tried to put a tampon and it couldn't Whoa. Get it in.
I think that comes
she
from weak like, PC muscles. Because if you're like, you know, it would work itself out. At least I've never... Woo.
Yeah, this shit.
Man, that's terrible. Oh my god, this is horrible.
It's a sexy ass fake leg.
Oh, look at her though. She's still modeling.
But
see?
She's back. But her catwalk is not
look
good.
Look at that. She's got
her catwalk is really taking.
She's got a C-3PO leg. That's great. Gold goes with everything. It's very
that's
chic.
True. There's other ones too. There's a hot way hotter chick. Could you date a chick with no limbs, feet, if you weren't?
I don't know.
Married.
I've never known anybody. I don't think
you
I knew.
Wouldn't.
I knew a person.
Would
I knew a person that only had one arm, but I didn't know anybody that never had like no legs or anything like that. That also just seems like it's a lot of, you know, I don't know. I feel like people that are amputees are a lot more willing to like go above and beyond. They'll get the prosthetics. You know what I mean? They're like I'm not gonna let this fucking stop me. You know.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's an inspirational story there. So you're not, you know, there's also, you're not going to have an issue getting, if you get your life together, if you're hot and you have like a missing limb, it sucks, but you're going
You'll
to
be
put
okay.
into a category of different people, right? So now you're put into a category of amputees and there might be this weird little, like you're going to get people that are legitimately like good looking, successful, whatever it is, they fetishize it. And if you're good
like
looking in that world, you're going to clean the fuck up, period. Mm. Oh, so get your shit together. Get a fucking nice, like one of those like backwards springy feet things so you could run.
Oh, yeah. Paper clips.
Maybe I should lose a leg because
yeah.
I think.
Well, you know
how to shoot you.
How many redhead cute amputees are there? All right. We're not friends anymore. I'm leaving. I'm only leaving now.
That one was great. That one was great.
No rides for any of you.
They'll shoot you. Come on, Chrissy. That was a good one. You can't hate on that. That's the most clever one I think yet. That was as close to fucking Shane's as possible. But yeah, you know how like they have the ones that can run. It's you like it's just like it's like a bent piece of metal that's springy.
Yeah, it's like
yeah, you could just fucking run.
Yeah, Pistorius.
Yeah. So. That's what you need to get, and you need to fucking just start hitting the track and be that dude. Don't get one of those fucking lobby wooden. See how she had that fucking big
yeah.
clunky leg? You're not running with that leg.
It's like, yeah, that's your leg. Everyone sees it.
Yeah.
You know?
You want to have a sporty, fun.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. That's, like
that's a sporty,
like
fun
a fucking,
fucking leg.
BMW.
I'm like, that that guy can
wife.
Fuck.
Oh,
that guy's
yeah.
ready.
Look at his arms.
And he killed his
Woo.
Wife.
Look at him. Look at him.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That guy can fuck. He'll fuck you with his fake leg.
Hell yeah. That's good.
And that's how you get your diva cup out. You let that guy stick his foot in your vagina.
And dig it out.
Pulls it out. Thank you for
I feel
laughing.
Like to get a diva cup out, it's like when you have a booger like way up in your nose, like really deep, and you're
yeah.
like, I can't fucking get it. And you're going, blowing it out.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
I feel like you have to have a friend over to like come stomp on your belly.
Kinky.
Like you lie on the floor and you have your friend go on the roof and throw a bowling ball on your stomach.
You hold your nose.
I love watching those videos where people slide onto the thing and they bounce. You hold your really nose.
Breathe out as much as you can.
Oh, you have to hold your nose and put one hand on your ass, one finger on your ass to create a perfect seal.
You guys got my ears? Yeah. Perfect
seal. You just blow out a bloody cup. Ugh.
Do you think there's ever been a girl who sneezed and accidentally shot her diva 100%. Cup out?
I'm sure. Yeah.
What fucking that woman did.
You can get a tampon out with like no hands if you just like sort of squeeze
can
it
you?
Out.
Yeah,
I can.
When I'm what no?
You can
shut
sort
up.
Of kegel it out. Yeah, absolutely.
You cannot.
Absolutely.
Shut the fuck up, Chrissy.
Absolutely.
You can remove a tampon without your hands.
Yes, of course.
With your pussy
you
muscles.
Just push it out.
I really mean this. If you
I'm
don't
not
do this as
content.
This needs to just be something in the world.
Yeah.
Most
yeah.
women I would think can do this because it's like
you
it's
need to
not
stand above
hard.
A bucket in a fucking skirt.
Ew.
And you need to just fucking
Hold on. No. Most women can do it?
I really think
Shannon?
So.
Shannon.
Have you ever sort of pushed it out over the course of...
Yeah, I think especially if it's full.
Yes.
It's easy.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you do a non-period one? Do a non-period one. Put it in blue liquid.
Shannon's like, yeah, if you have a 6'4" Italian guy punch you in the stomach...
We're going to have a tampon race.
Oh, my God.
We're
going to
take three women.
No.
We're going to put them above a bucket that's going to make a nice ding sound.
I'm going to get my period in like 2 weeks.
What is that? That's a tampon? No, we're just not going to do it now, you fucking
no,
creep.
No, I don't know. I can't just bleed it. Will.
Smile was terrifying.
That was
the creepiest really coming thing in I here? Was he really coming in here with a tampon?
That was... He's,
what Zach is freaked out. That's
didn't
how you
that
know.
Good boss? This is the bit, right, boss?
Yeah. Should I hold her down? I'm already wearing the bandana.
That
oh, God.
Was horrifying.
Harrington, what the fuck is wrong
He's
with
enthusiastic.
You?
He's enthusiastic.
We're going to maybe talk about this in the future, make it a thing where people set it up. Don't run in the room with a tampon.
Are you going to put this up your cunt right now?
How did he get one so fast?
I'm surprised he didn't have it in his mouth.
He ran out of the room so fast I thought something happened bad.
You're disgusting, Harry.
That's funny.
You're fired.
Tweaking me, freaking me out.
You wore a mask called counterfeit. You're freaking me out. You wore a mask. You're freaking me out. You wore a mask called counterfeit. You're freaking me out. You wore a fit.
Dude, that album was great. I'll fight
it kind of was, dude.
It was great.
It kind of was.
Pollution.
It doesn't hold up. It doesn't hold up, but at the time.
Pollution is great. That intro riff of Pollution right
now. Yeah, play it. I don't remember it.
Can you put on Pollution by Limp Bizkit off $3 Bill, y'all?
$3 Bill, y'all.
That fucking
Chocolate
little guitar
Starfish.
Riff is great.
I feel like
Chocolate Starfish was years later. That
I feel like, Mike, you listened to this song like while like, complaining about your mom. Like,
I would, yeah, when she was sending back my flowers. Hey, you were there. I'm just trying to stall until the song comes out, but
yeah, it's fine.
It's taking
real...
longer. I'm starting to see what you're talking about, Lewis.
Give me some volume.
Yeah, you gotta start from the beginning. You missed the whole fucking thing. Jesus Christ. Here we go.
That's just a long time to get.
It's a flute.
Fuck off. The drums is great. John Otto's awesome.
His voice kind of stinks. By the way, if you asked the people on Twitter that hate us what our podcasts were, it would literally be this. Yeah. Us listening to Limp Bizkit on your
own. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, you know what
Nailed
I mean?
It, guys.
How's it bad?
They're
tell
right.
me how that
Why should you be in a box? Why is everybody so eager to put everyone in a box? Can't we just be...
All right.
I say nay.
Do we have a winner for Skin?
I tried to work
you
in one.
You can't make fun of me.
I tried
they
to work
can,
in one.
You.
No winner.
I tried to work in one, you know?
No winner, Shannon. That's it. Scam that! Joe! Shannon, I think from
I didn't
now
win?
On, we're only going to play that last drop if there's a winner.
Wait a minute. I didn't win that?
No.
What are you, crazy? I gave you two.
What was your second
The Valuable Time one and the Flowers one.
Valuable Time one was decent, but you know, it's a stretch
That's
to
a
get
tip.
There. That's a tip.
More than a scam.
And the scam, the problem with the flowers one, it's like...
It's a great scam,
It's such a specific
one.
Thing, like...
It's not specific. Everybody gets flowers all the time. Valentine's
no,
Day,
No, women get flowers Arbor all the time, Day. So you have to tell your girlfriend to go get extra flowers for some
no,
reason.
No, you could do it for her.
Yeah.
You can actually look like a better boyfriend. You call and say, here's the flowers to you. And then she was like, oh, these are cool.
Double
and then a day later,
flowers.
You get another batch of flowers. It's just because it's Tuesday, just because I love you.
Well,
boom.
And you send
those
it to work.
Flowers.
Hold on. You, or of course you can send it to work. Person. You have a different address.
Yes, you can say different the flowers name. I bought for this person.
Sounds
didn't
like an
work.
Episode of War of the Roses.
Here's the thing. I will say this. If you can personally call, right? Because I was figuring your mom was calling saying she got the flowers, then scamming, right? But you call, you're saying, as the person who bought
you
the
can,
flowers.
You can, yeah.
Okay. Can you send the other flowers to somebody else?
No, because no. That would be
obvious.
Yeah. You got to be a little tact.
A little tactful.
But what if you do no card, right? So this
unless
you
could just say, you go, hey, those flowers, they got delivered. They're terrible. But now they're on a cruise ship, so send them to me.
Well, they're going to be at work tomorrow. It's going to be it has to be a different drop-off address. Or they were going to
be
at
work. Yeah, they were with the same name probably.
Yeah. Yeah, you could probably do a different address. Like, oh, they're
traveling. Or maybe you could do
this. Is my problem.
Name.
It's like if I could give away my mom and my sister flowers on Mother's Day, right?
You can, just don't attach a card.
Yeah, but they're going to ask them for the name for where it's being delivered, is it not?
Yeah, hell. Just say.
All right, we got to go. Thank you very much for listening to today's episode of Legion of Skanks.
It's a real ass podcast.
Whatever it is.
No one else, I wouldn't have even caught that.
I'm listening.
Mark Random just said, I get messages from Mark Random all the time, and he opens it up this one with, I hate feeling like I'm bothering you, but, and then it's 15 paragraphs.
Loves bothering
it's
you.
It's crazy. Oh, and I love Mark, but it's like.
That's a lot. You got to separate into separate paragraphs, at least. That's one long paragraph.
It's a lot. Okay, I can't even read. I can't
Dear
read
journal.
That much. It's like a book, man.
Written in cutout letters from magazines.
All right. I love you guys for listening. We'll be back on Friday with two comedians that are going to convince me that I was wrong to book Miley Yiannopoulos on Legion of Skanks. Thank you so much for listening to Real House Podcast. We will check you next time. Peace.
C'est la vie. Adios. Good riddance. Fuck you.
That's all, folks.